really interesting news today. You know, Virgin Atlantic founder Richard Branson, how he's been very interested in going into space. Well, apparently teaming up with Google, the website, both of them bringing in some big bucks, to try to create the first permanent human colony on Mars. Check this out. You go to their website, and this is what you're going to see, a description of it. And they're calling it Virgil. Here, listen.
The very first settlers of the planet Mars.
And to do that...
Never gonna give you up. Rick Ashley jumping in there.
Wow, you guys really got me. Oh, I can't even finish my story.
Actually, you can in just a second, but this is what YouTube's doing on everybody today. No matter what video you want to see, this pops up. It's gonna drive people crazy.
That is
so boring. You've been plotting on people, and they got you. Our producer Dave Mink, you can thank for that.
Wow.
So explain what you were gonna be doing here.
Okay, so what I was going to be telling you about is how Google is goofing everybody today on April Fool's, but the joke's on me now. There's no human colony on Mars, by the way.
Love it when it plans.
So what's happening? You wanted to send an email, but you forgot about it, and like a week later you're thinking, oh my gosh, I should have sent an email for my finances or an anniversary or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It is now possible on the internet, Gmail, creating something called New Gmail Custom Time. If you go to Google, you'll be able to check it out. And it basically allows you to send an email that was dated an hour ago, 6 hours ago, last night, last week. You can choose one of them. But each person who has a Gmail account can only do it 10 times a year. And guess what? This is an April Fool's Day joke, folks. It's hilarious. All over the internet today.
This baby.
This will pop
That's right.
That's a classic song.
They did this to me earlier, and they're doing it to me again. All right, I haven't had twice today, and that is all.
On this April Fool's Day, be sure to tune in tonight at 5 and 10 with John and Ann.
And have a great day, folks. Hopefully there's a lot of laughs for you today on this April Fool's.